Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. So, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political opinion, any political campaigns?
Now, say that again.
Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No, we're not active this year in the campaign.
All right. So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local offices on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I'm both registered, and I definitely plan to vote.
All right. What is your age?
My age is 79 years old.
All right. Thank you. So, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They seem to be pretty good. I like the road work and construction. There's lots of houses going up. Maybe too many, but, you know, I'm okay with it.
All right. So when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide on. So now I'm going to ask you a few questions about these proposals that may appear in your ballot this November, and if you could please indicate how you would vote on it. So the proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax for 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you vote no against?
This is a non-motorized?
Yes, proposal for non-motorized trails millage.
Yes, I think I could vote for that.
All right, so would you probably vote yes or definitely vote yes?
Probably. I want to research it more.
All right, well, since ballot language can be a little bit, like, hard at times, yeah, now I'm just going to read the same proposal but in a much simpler way. So this proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use, but it would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. So would you be definitely voting in favor still or probably voting in favor, or would you start, like, changing your mind saying definitely vote no against or probably vote no against?
Well, I'm kind of neutral, but I would probably vote for it. I'm for non-motorized trails, you know.
All right. So now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. You know, without doing more research, you know, you said $9 per year?
Oh, no, $90 per year. Yes.
That's quite a bit. I'm going to have to research it more, so I would have to say I don't know how I'm going to vote on that one.
All right, no worries. So as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. So keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Number two, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or would you say you're fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and the cost of the average homeowner about $90 per year? Or would you say you oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails?
Well, I would go with the lower one, the lower cost. I think our roads need a lot of work, you know.
All right. So from the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, making housing more affordable, improving local roads and infrastructure, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, controlling growth and development, protecting water quality and water supply, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving public education in local schools, or reducing traffic and congestion?
Well, I'm going to go with two of them there, the schools one, and then the other one were infrastructure, including roads and that type of thing. You're not going to stop people from coming north. They're coming.
All right. So if you had to choose one of those from between those, like the school and improving local roads and infrastructure, which one would you say is the most important one or that would, like, help you and your family most?
Probably the roads, but see, I also support the schools. In other words, you know, if we've got roads and dumb kids, we're in trouble.
All right. So would you say then that, like, just, like, you really can't decide then?
Well, it's hard for me to decide. You know, we've got more dumb adults than we've got dumb kids, but I just am not going to – I would prefer to – I'm going to go with it. I'll support the education end of it because those smart kids will figure out how to make these roads better.
All right, smart. Well, thank you so much for that answer. So now I'm going to give you a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. So if you could please indicate if you have a favorable or, like, well, if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion of each. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, if you could also say so, please. So the first one is Grand Traverse County Government.
For me, I have a favorable opinion.
All right. Would that be like very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
Not real familiar with it.
Would you say like no opinion then around there?
No opinion on that.
All right. So your city and township government.
Bad. I have an unfavorable opinion of it.
Very or somewhat?
Now say that again.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat? All right. So do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Well, for me, obviously, it's developing too fast, but it's not going to change, you know.
All right, no worries. So if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. So knowing this, would you say that you trust or do you not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I don't think I trust them to use them wisely, you know.
All right, would that be like probably do not trust or definitely do not trust?
Probably don't trust.
All right. So there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So if you could please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. So the kind of options go strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. So the first one is to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Somewhat approve.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Somewhat approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
I would say I disapprove because I want the roads fixed.
Yeah. All right, so that'd be like somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
To promote local economic development.
I would say I approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
All right. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
I approve.
Strongly approve. Or somewhat? Strongly? All right. To plan and construct new trails.
I'm not sure we need more new trails. So somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove, all right.
Yeah.
To promote recreational opportunities.
I would say disapprove on that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
I'm going to say disapprove on that, somewhat disapprove.
To promote health and wellness.
That I, well, you're talking about what the Grand Traverse County is doing for that?
Well, in this one, it's kind of more like if the money were also used for this, like would you approve
that? Oh, okay,
if
it's also
that?
Used for that. Yeah, I would say I would approve of that. I would strongly approve.
All right. And to maintain existing trails?
Somewhat disapproved because we've got lots of room out there, you know, the Five Lakes State Forest, but we have real bad roads, you know.
All right. So now if you were like hypothetically forced to choose, which of the following would you say is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
Oh, that I would approve of.
All right, but if you had to choose, which one would you say is more important to you, the first option or the second option?
Second.
All right, so now I'm going to give you a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails for Grand Traverse County. And if you could please indicate if each would make you more likely, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support this proposal. And if it would make no difference, you can also indicate that as well, please. So the first one is, there will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
Well, I approve of that.
All right. Okay, so would that make you, like, much more likely to want to support the proposal, somewhat more likely?
I would say somewhat more likely.
All right. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Mm-hmm. I would say strongly approve.
All right. So would that make you much more likely to want to support this proposal or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Strongly approve.
All right. So that makes you, like, much more likely to want to support this proposal or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
All right.
Shared expense. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. And lastly, a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Strongly approve.
So would that make you much more
likely?
More
likely. More likely. Right. To, yeah.
Perfect. All right. So now I'm going to give you a few statements that are in favor of this proposal about, like, maintaining and existing trails and planning and constructing new trails in Grand Traverse County. And if you could please indicate if each argument is either very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or if it makes no difference for you. So the first one is $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Well, my choices were to say strongly approve or disapprove. What was it?
For this kind of category segment, the options are if this statement is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not so convincing, or not at all convincing reasons to make you want to support this or to be in favor of this proposal, or if it would make difference to you.
It doesn't make a difference.
All right. So this proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Well, less likely because I think they've got plenty of outdoors right now.
All right, so would you say this is a not-too-convincing reason or not-at-all-convincing reason to be in favor?
Not convincing. Yeah.
All right. So this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
See, my position is that if they want to buy land and preserve it, I'm in favor of it. But if they want to build trails into the wilderness and all those areas, there's plenty of trails there now, see?
All right. So
I don't know
what,
I'm kind of torn, you know.
Oh, all right. Well, no worries.
Yeah.
So
what would I say? I would say less likely to.
Well, we can put it as like, you know, you're not really sure. So no worries about that.
Yeah, so, okay, let's do it. Yeah, so, not sure.
Okay, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Well, that's more likely to get me to vote for it.
All right, so that'd be like a very convincing reason or a somewhat convincing reason?
Somewhat convincing, yeah.
All right. This proposal will provide, Boardman Lake Trail and Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. So this proposal would help create connections to the trails and many other destinations in the county.
Well, that would make me more likely to vote for the Boardman area, yeah.
So is that like a very convincing reason or a somewhat convincing reason?
Somewhat convincing.
All right. This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Less likely. We've got plenty of trails.
Like, okay, so that'd be like not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not convincing.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Well, not at all convincing.
All right. All right, thank you. So this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Less likely, less convincing.
All right, so like maybe not too convincing then?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, see, I like the wilderness the way it is, and I don't want more trails into it. I want people to learn how to use that outdoors without trails, you know.
All right, understandable. So in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. So would you say this is like a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not convincing. I'm running out of time, too, so I hope that the survey is coming to a conclusion here soon.
Oh, yes, it is. We're about 50% done, so we are almost done with the survey. Would you want to specify? You said not convincing, but would you say not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
All right. Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Not convinced. Not convincing.
All right. Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
No, I think we've got to take care of our roads first. We've got so many new automobiles up here now. We've got so many cars.
All right. So would you say not at all convincing then?
Not at all convincing.
All right. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles, so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motorized vehicles nearby.
Convincing. Strongly convincing.
All right. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Not convinced. No, I'm not convinced of that. It just creates more congestion, you know.
All right. So that'd be like not at all convinced or not too convinced?
Not at all convinced, no.
All right. So now taking into account everything you just heard, would you still vote yes in favor of this proposal or would you vote no against this proposal?
Quite frankly, it's going to cause me to do more research because you've raised a lot of questions here, and so I'm going to do more work on it, and then I'll make my decision.
All right, no worries. So now I'm going to read you a few statements that go against this proposal, and if you could tell me if this is a very convincing reason to not want to support it, a somewhat convincing reason, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or if, again, if it makes no difference. So this proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Not convincing.
Not at all convincing or not too convincing?
Not too convincing.
With high inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
That's not a convincing argument for me. I can afford it if it's worth it.
All right, so not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
All right. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public lands and have taxpayers foot the bill.
that is somewhat convincing.
There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we must first focus on all the pressing problems.
Convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
All right. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
That's a convincing reason to vote against it.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding the trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Very convincing, yeah.
All right. This proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend the money the right way. And we'll just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Oh, boy. That's not convincing. In other words, if we can afford to spend the money on it, it's just, is it a good idea?
All right. Not too convincing and not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
All right. So now just one last final time. Taking into consideration everything you just heard, would you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I'm more convinced to vote for it.
All right. And would that be like a probably or definitely?
Probably.
All right. So now I just have a few short statements, and if you could complete it in your own words. So if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is. What would you say is that one hesitation you have?
What reason? One reason?
Mm-hmm.
Or reasons?
It can just be one if you want.
Yeah. I like the networking between stores and businesses and things like that. That would be a reason to vote for it.
All right. So what you say is one hesitation. So meaning one of the reasons why you may not want to vote for this proposal.
We don't need more trails, and that type of thing into the current wilderness that we've got.
All right. We don't need more trails into the current wilderness we already have.
Yeah.
Really good answer,
good.
By the way. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
Yes, we're almost done. We're at 95% done. So just before we finish, now I just have another short proposal on the opinion about this here. So shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repairs and improvement millage, beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges with Grand Traverse County? If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. And if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or would you vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Definitely or probably?
Nah. I'm going to vote for it if they're going to fix the roads.
All right. So now just have a few short demographic questions before we leave, and this is just to have like a representative sample. So regardless of how you may feel today, for who did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections?
How am I going to vote?
Who did you vote? Who did you vote before, like in the 2020 presidential elections? Did you vote for like
Joe Biden?
All right.
No, I voted for Joe Biden, and I'm going to vote for Joe Biden again. Yeah.
All right. With which political party are you affiliated?
Well, actually, I've been both a Republican and a Democrat, so I'm kind of like an independent.
Independent,
but,
right.
We must do everything we can to never let Donald Trump be in the White House again.
All right. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative with your political beliefs?
I'm a moderate.
Moderate, all right. What is the last grade of formal education you completed?
I've got a college degree, and I have some advanced studies.
All right. So when you say college degree, do you have like a two-year degree or a bachelor's?
That's a four-year bachelor's degree.
All right. Do you own or rent the home that you're currently living in?
I own it.
All right. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No, none. Devolved.
All right. What is your main racial background?
I'm Caucasian or white.
All right.
But it's sometimes I don't think it matters too much. We're all Americans.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. Actually, thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Goodbye.